going down and ripping days racing. Jason Warren, I'm sure, is pretty happy about that. Race 6, number 8, Merchant of Venice. Is this a suitable race?
Yeah, it looks perfect for him. He gets in with a nice light weight and not an overly big field, but got pretty high hopes for him.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Merchant of Venice goes up, snatches it. Merchant of Venice goes up to Imperial Lad right on the line and claims victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. Love the early mail. We love talking to track managers because that's all we're getting out of it at the moment. We're just talking about the grass and that's as much as we take home. Whitey?
It's a bit like that, isn't
we're
it?
We're having a rough trot. Well, but I think today's the day. I actually think, I know that I say this a lot because I'm very positive in my thoughts, but I think today is the day to get us back on track. I've had a look at what's coming in terms of the horses racing for us, and I think we might have a certainty.
We had a third and a second yesterday from our two trainers, so we're not far away.
No, I think today's our day. I've got a feeling today.
All right, let's get the track information. Josh McKinley from Sail. He's the track manager down there. Josh, good morning.
How you going, fellas?
Going Josh. Well. I tell you what, it's almost like winter today. I think it's only going to get sort of high teens when it comes to the temperature. What's it looking like down at Sail?
Yeah, it's pretty chilly this morning, but the forecast for about low 20s today.
Ah, okay, low 20s. What's the track looking like?
Track's good for at the moment. Peno 5.64. It's got a good cover on it. Rails out 4 metres. So we've got some fresher ground. And, yeah, should be a good day.
All right, 5.64. Will it improve much through the day, or you reckon with the way it is, it'll probably stay about that?
Oh, I'd expect it to stay that way for the majority of the day. It depends on the wind. The forecast hasn't been that good lately, so if the wind gets up, we might see an upgrade.
All right, but as it stands at the moment, 5.64 with the rail out 4. Thanks, Josh. Have a good
one. No worries. Cheers.
All right, so that's Sale, Marty Sinan. Now, Marty did tip us a winner last Friday night. And around about the 380 mark as well, so it was a good price.
We need more of this stuff.
Marty, we need another winner from you today. It's probably more important than the track information, to be honest.
Exactly right. I might even give you two, actually.
Oh, this is very good. All right, well, let's get the track information out of the way first and then concentrate on the tips.
Yeah, so we're on a good 4 at the moment. If we're going stick a 9.1 and shear at 13.1. The rail's out 6 metres. We did have just under a mil of rain last night. I didn't put any irrigation on with the cooler weather today, but we have put 35 mil on for the week. And, yeah, track's in pretty good order for our last meeting before the All-Star Mile.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, Marty, for that. But we need your tips.
No one really cares about that. Let's get
we sort of dismissed the track information. We need your tips.
We had about 20 horses go around on Monday, and out of those, probably two of the best ones. I'm a bit like Liam O'Keefe. I'm tipping a shorty in the first tip, which is Marby in race 2, number 7. And then one at good odds. We'll have to wait until the last. Mystic Love ran a nice gallop here as well on Monday. So race 8, number 3 in the last. So if we win the first, we can all up in the last.
Right, race 2, number 7, into race 8, number 3. We might need to do that because Marabi's about $1.30.
Yeah, that's a Liam O'Keefe tip, that one.
Yeah, that's okay. Nice work from you, Marty. Looking forward to 2 winners from you and a great night of racing. Good luck.
No worries, guys.
Marty signing there with the track information for the Valley. Now, let's have a chat to Ash Yagi, who's been good enough to join us this morning. A couple of runners tonight at the Valley. Hello, Ash.
Morning, how are you?
Going very well, thank you. You've got now we're having a rough trot at the moment. We would like something to go our way. I reckon you might have a couple for us, certainly one. And it might be race 6, number 10, Holster, tonight at the Valley, who's rock hard fit, climbs up from the 1800 to the 2040, benchmark 64 to benchmark 70. But favourite at tab.com.au, Jamie Carr, the world's best jockey in the saddle. Is tonight the night?
Yeah, look, we'd hope to think so. He's, like you said, he's been ticking over really nicely. I thought it was a really good run the other day at Sandown's last start. He's a month between runs, stepping in distance, stepping up in trips. So it's always a big ask for a horse to do that. So he handled himself well. He only just was favoured late. He knocked up a touch probably last 50 metres and just had a couple of horses run over the top of him. But with a quick turnaround, stepping up in distance this time, which I think he's been screaming for. And I really do think the Valley will suit the horse. And as you said, he's got a really nice rider on today and he should get every chance.
Right, now that's race 6, number 10, Holster, which is a good start to the night. Then you got race 7, you get the running double here, I reckon. Race 7, number 4, Guns Are Blazing, who brained him last time out at the Valley in a 64 over the 2500. Jamie in the saddle for that. Stays in the saddle tonight, which is good business. Step up to the 25 in the series final, summer series final. But it's a benchmark 78, so up in class a fair bit. Can Can she do the he do the job again?
Yeah, I can't see why he wouldn't. He's trained on really nicely. He's had a really nice 3 weeks. His preparation to this run has been faultless, and he's a really nice stayer. He's very lightly raced. He's by a really good staying stallion and raised the flag, so distance is not an issue for the horse. And look, it is a benchmark 78, but if you look through the ratings, it's pretty low ratings for proper race. There's not many high rating horses in it.
Yep.
And he's a winner at the Valley, obviously, and he's going to get the same track and distance, same rider on, and yeah, like I said, he's had a good week, so he ticks all the right boxes. And it's just going to be the matter of if he gets left alone in front. If he gets left alone in front, so
yep.
if he does get left alone in front, he'll be quite he'll run very well. And it's a matter of just switching that horse off. If he's not comfortable where he's in the running, that will play a toll in the way he finishes the race off. But if he's comfortable within himself and using his stride, it'll be pretty hard to beat.
Right, yeah, that's a good summary and great information, and we appreciate that. So which one would be your best tonight, or would you make it a double act?
Well, look, I think, you know, both horses are stepping up in class. I think, you know, they both should run well. I really can't fault them. I honestly can't. I think they should both run well. Like, I don't want to say one or another. One will win and not the other.
Yep.
But they should both run well.
Righto. Well, we can do the rest from there. But we appreciate your time. Two great chances tonight. We appreciate your time, Ash. Good luck and go get them.
Thank you.
Ash Yagi from the
what odds are
Yagi
we
Racing,
at?
Ash and Amy Yagi. I think we're taking Guns A-Blazing. $5 for Guns A-Blazing in race 7, number 4. Race 6, number 10, Holster is 360. I'm going the 5s.
Can we get... I know we're sort of battling a bit at the moment. I think we have two bets. You have yours, the win.
Yes.
Suggested.
Right.
And then take both of them the place, all up.
Just throwing money out at the moment. All right, we'll do it. $2.
Backs against the wall sort of stuff.
A place all up with race 6, number 10, and the race 7, number 4. And we'll have race 7, number 4, one out at $5.
Can you get to the news?
We've got a catering
situation today.
It is.
I'm just focused on our jobs at the moment and my job and just to entertain and inform the listeners.
The waft of donuts.
You too.
Pastries. Whitey is sort of
drooling. He's drooling with a big pool of drool
just
over
get to
there.
The news.
I can't do that. I need to drag it out a bit more so you can't get to a pastry.
They're going fast as well.
You need to be on air when I'm on air.
You might not hear from me for at least the next 40 minutes.
Oh, that's unusual on a Friday. Let's get to the news. Johnny Bowden wants a donut too, so let's get to that. And then the Friday form with Dino and Quinny coming up after this. Guineas Day tomorrow at headquarters.